And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 22nd of February, 2015. George Washington, born on this date in Westmoreland County, Virginia, 1732, who only wanted to be a farmer. He said farming was the most delectable of pursuits, honorable, amusing, and, with superior judgment, profitable. It was on this date in 1632 Galileo published the paper that got him in trouble, the dialogue concerning the two chief world systems. The two systems were the Ptolemaic and the Copernican theories of cosmology. The Ptolemaic said that the Earth was the center of the universe, as Aristotle had believed, and that the sun, the moon, the planets, the stars all revolved around it. And Copernicus said that the sun is the center of the universe, and though we seem to be standing still, we are, in fact, hurtling through space as we circle the star, that is, the sun. The Pope had given Galileo permission to write this book so long as he treat Copernican theory in a hypothetical way. But Galileo could not avoid coming down on the side of Copernicus, and so he was convicted of heresy and spent the rest of his life under house arrest. It was on this date in 1630, Quatequina, the brother of Massasoit, the leader of the Wampanoag tribe of Indians, introduced popcorn to the English colonialists. He offered it as a token of goodwill during peace negotiations. The colonists enjoyed it. They popped it on top of heated stones or by putting the cobs of corn into the hot embers of a fire. Popcorn is very, very old, believed to be at least 4,000 years old. They discovered popcorn thought to be that old in New Mexico. And the Spaniards discovered Peruvian Indians toasting a certain kind of corn until it bursts. They use it as a confection. During the Depression, popcorn was one of the few luxuries even poor people could afford. And it's the birthday of Edna St. Vincent Millay, born in Rockland, Maine, 1892. She grew up poor, but one evening in Camden, Maine, the girl gave a good performance reciting poetry at an evening party, and a woman who was there was impressed and offered to pay for young Edna to attend Vassar College, which she did, and then went to live in Greenwich Village, where she became famous for her poem about bohemian life, about burning your candle at both ends. Here's a poem for today by Edna St. Vincent Millay. What lips my lips have kissed, and where and why I have forgotten, and what arms have lain under my head till morning. But the rain is full of ghosts tonight that tap and sigh upon the glass and listen for reply. And in my heart there stirs a quiet pain for unremembered lads that not again will turn to me at midnight with a cry. Thus in the winter stands the lonely tree, nor knows what birds have vanished one by one, yet knows its boughs more silent than before. I cannot say what loves have come and gone. I only know that summer sang in me a little while that in me sings no more. A poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay, What Lips My Lips Have Kissed, from her selected poems, published by the Library of America and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.